Hi and welcome to AusBuzz, and welcome back, Mark Jurok, Mr. Thailand, who we did a video about 5 months ago, and we had such an incredible response that Mark, who's also my son, that's why he's so remarkably good looking, you know, it comes of course from the father. But Mark is in Vancouver, and we're talking in late May, and actually has a conference coming up this coming Saturday on May the 24th, and we'll talk about that a little later. But since the 5 months have gone by, he's falling in love with selling the real estate so much because he owns a little hotel in Pattaya, but he's actually now joined, I understand you joined RE/MAX.
Yeah, I was with RE/MAX West Coast here in Richmond, in beautiful British Columbia for almost 10 years. And when I got the little hotel in Thailand, I retired my license here in Canada. And now that I've decided to promote Thailand and the investment possibilities there, I thought I need an office in Bangkok, seeing that I'm 2 hours away in Pattaya. So I went up there, and the office that I was going to rent was in a building that had a RE/MAX office. Well, one thing led to another.
Meant to be.
They actually titled me a real estate specialist, and I'm with Bangkok with RE/MAX Synergy, right in the heart of downtown Bangkok.
Well, that sort of makes you like you've lived there what, about 3 years now.
Coming up four now, yeah.
Almost four, and so you know what you know when you go to a foreign country. It doesn't matter whether it's Mexico or Dubai or Hawaii or you know Florida. You know they all have different rules and regulations, and I know that we've done videos on all of them. And the result in the end is always, as a foreigner, you got to learn some things. And what you really need is a guy locally or a girl locally that understands all the rules. Can you really own something 100% in Thailand?
Yes, and that is a big misnomer. No, you can't own 100% land or businesses. And that is a 51% Thai ownership, 49% you own. But in terms of real estate, and certainly in the big centers, every condominium building has a 51% of all the units in there have to be in the Thai quota, and those are sold.
So let's say there was 100 units, 51 of them have to be Thailand owned, and 49 though could be owned by foreigners.
Yes, and it's not only 100% foreign owned. That is fee simple. That is freehold. It's in perpetuity, and it's not a lease. It's not a co-op. You can hand it down in your estate. It is truly something, and there's no limit. You, if you can afford 1,000 units and you so want it, you can do it.
And Mark would be very excited to sell you those 1,000
units. I'd be happy to represent you.
Well, anyways, the big thing is, you know, there are Thai laws, you know, about renting out your condo, and especially maybe with a platform like an Airbnb that you have to understand, right?
For sure. It's like coming to Yale Town in Vancouver. There's certain buildings are right on the front door, and they'll have stand-up banners that say this is not a rental building or short-time rental building. It's a residential building, and it's the same goes for Thailand. But Airbnb is legal, 30 days minimum. And what you're finding now with the digital nomads is 1 to 3 months rental is becoming the sweet spot.
I would say that is true. You know, even in Vancouver, I sometimes meet people that they came for a month. You know, we didn't used to have that. You know, so well, we want to go from here. We want to travel. We're doing this, and they all need a place to stay. And it's become much more difficult in Vancouver. But I know that people that say I'm in Canada now and I want to buy something in Florida. Well, I probably understand the rules similar to the United States, but still need to learn. But then I go to Panama or Mexico, or in your case, to Thailand. And how hard is it to handle bookings and guest communication and property maintenance all long distance?
So I'm involved with a company. It's they're an associate of mine, and he is a professional Airbnb management company. And he is in Bangkok. He is doing it now, and he has multiple units. His motto is hands-free. And so the benefit of using that, it's like having a property manager here in British Columbia. You know, Prince George is a 12-hour drive or whatever it is. And are you going to property manage that yourself? You're going to have a property manager. With having Airbnb, it's sort of a property manager in a different way.
Well, property management, I teach that in my real estate course, is that, you know, you buy, wherever you buy, property management is a business. And you better understand, you know, like I never managed my own properties. I mean, when you're starting out, maybe that's what you do, but you do need the expertise that's run like a business. Well,
certainly this in a foreign nation.
Yeah, and you gotta know the rules are different, people are different. You know, I know when I lived in Mexico for a year, and a favorite word was mañana. I didn't know how important that was. It means tomorrow. Everything is mañana. Now, understand, in Thailand, you have also a word.
Well, yeah, moment. It's like
no, but everybody says Thailand.
Oh yeah, there's a one-word answer for a lot of questions, and that is Thailand. How come I can't get this done or something? Well, Thailand.
But that's why you gotta appreciate the people are beautiful people. You know, they are the traffic is unbelievable. I don't know how you're driving a motorcycle there. I just seeing you on it, I would never. Could you get me on one? Now, I want to just get back to this weekend on Saturday. It's just a three-hour show from 9 till 12 in the morning, and it's at the Sheraton Richmond. What street is that on?
That's right on Westminster Highway and roughly Minaru. And so, they also call that the Richmond Convention Center. And so there's the Sheraton and there's the Hilton on the other corner.
So, I mean, you're not charging an arm and a leg. You're just trying to cover some of the costs. Oh. What would be my ticket to attend?
It's $15, and you get a 2-for-1 if you're coming as a couple.
Well,
and the other thing is online it only shows a couple tickets sold, but I am half sold out.
Yeah.
So I did a presentation last Monday, and we almost filled the room there. I'll get a bigger room if I can.
Well, that's the important thing is the price shouldn't put you off. I mean, it's a cup of coffee today or two cups of coffee,
for sure.
But the key is that you're going to go into what you have found yourself, the investments that you have made in Thailand. Have they been worthwhile financially?
Oh, certainly. The buy-in is so much less than here. And, you know, in the real estate action groups and weekends that you formed, you know, you taught about the 1% rule. And it was a rule of thumb. It wasn't hard and fast. It was that rule of thumb. And if you bought something for $100,000 and if it rented for $1,000, chances are your mortgage is paid, your taxes are paid, your maintenance is paid, and you're not feeding the place. And maybe you're even making some money. Well, you know, what is a one-bedroom condo here? I helped a realtor out. The day I arrived here, actually literally the next day, and that was a two-bedroom out in Coquitlam. I mean, I was one of the towns I grew up in was Coquitlam, and where there's all houses or towers now, and that place is over $800,000 for a two-bedroom. Now it's got a view and it has a huge balcony. It's $800,000.
Yeah.
You'll never break even on that with a renter.
So let's say I love the idea of, I wouldn't mind being in Thailand, maybe stay there for a month and say to my property manager, look, the month of September or what is not the rainy season, whatever that month is, we don't book that out. I'm going to be there. But the rest of the time, I want to own it and make some money with it and paying the costs. And what would I have to pay for like at the lower end, and what would I get?
So I have a unit that I put out on my Facebook, and I said, imagine owning a unit like this for $60,000 Canadian and Airbnb it out legally when you're not using it. I have a couple pictures if I could show
them.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Show them. Use the share button.
Let me share this here. So this is the middle picture is the one I posted on Facebook. And I said, imagine owning a condo here. So this, you can see the unit there. It's a clean unit. It's a small unit. But the complex has so many amenities. And number one is that pool. It's actually, they call it the Maldives, that pool, because it's so big. And you can see there's walkways. And actually in the middle of that picture is...
little
for Mexican speak, it's like a palapa in the middle picture. Yeah, it's like a little, there's just a flat mat and there's all over the place. So you can sit there all day as a family. A couple of the buildings have sand in front of it. So it's great for kids to run around. It is a sealed complex. So kids can actually run around there.
Oh, is the sand, so it's like, is there any water around it? Is this Bangkok?
This is in Pattaya.
In Pattaya. So is the beach nearby?
It's nearby. It's not really a walking distance for this one. That's why they have the pool like this. But it's also self-contained. And on the far right, it has its own shopping arcade. And so there's, you know, your corner store in there and laundry. And there's also services like there is maid services in there and stuff like that if you want to find your own management.
Okay, so that is like 60,000. As I said at another time, I said you can get a nice clean doorknob for that in the city of Vancouver. But I mean, on Saturday, you're going to show several units, maybe at 100 or 200, as to what 100,000 will buy you there, and it'll blow you away. There's just no question about it. And particularly if you want to be closer to the beach, there are condos for sale that are really remarkable. And maybe we can get out of there again now.
Yeah. And oops. Did you want to go look at some?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So I don't. Can you see this clearly?
I see it clearly. Yeah.
Okay. So if you look at the top, you can see that there's a booking fee. It's 50,000 Thai baht. So all the prices here are in Thai baht.
So what's 50,000 in Canadian dollars?
It's about $2,000.
Okay.
And so in your final payment is, so then you owe 1.4 million Thai baht. But if you break it down, so in the unit price is 1.5, right? Mm-hmm. But if you go down one, you have what is really badly named, much like the depreciation fund here in Vancouver.
The sinking fund.
You have the sinking fund. Mm-hmm. It's not that it's going to sink, right? But they call it the sinking fund.
Yeah, it's a term also in Canada. We can use it.
So that's 500 baht. Is that is a one-time fee is 14,000 baht. That's about $600. It's not, but it's around there. And then you see the maintenance is $2.40 a square meter per year, not per month. So that is also about $600 per year.
Yeah.
Then you have your installation of the electric meter, water meter, and your cable. So the transfer fee is 2%, but that's shared between the developer. This is a brand new unit. And you, 1% each. And so that comes to a grand total of 1.562 million Thai baht, which as of, I think it was Thursday or Friday, was 63,000 Canadian total.
And that so has all these costs covered in there.
Yeah, so that's it. The other thing is your completion is a week later, like boom.
Yeah.
So things are different.
And you have a lawyer that can do the transaction in English and Thai? Or?
Yeah, and absolutely. And that's a really good question because none of the Thais use lawyers. The developers are so big. You know, I met with a developer just before I came out, and any class you can name, like single family, condominium, townhouse, each one of those genres, they had five or six developments they're building now in different cities around Thailand. They're just so big. They have their own legal teams and all that. And most people just use them. The only people that use lawyers, and please do, are foreigners because we're used to it. Yeah.
So maybe we get out of the show now.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah, the key is that if you have an interest in investing in Thailand, I would really urge you, particularly if you're in Vancouver, spend Saturday morning for 3 hours and your eyes will be open. And the most important thing, your questions are going to be asked. You know, sometimes we see a video, good video, but the one question I had, the host didn't talk about, right? But you're going to be there personally. You're going to show units and you talk about things about should you self-manage a property or do you see some specific trends in the rental market, like the changes in occupancy rates, or where should you be? And the whole idea of understanding you're in a foreign country, you know, you have to fly there, you know, how long does it take? All of those kind of things, what advice you give to people, that's all going to be discussed in detail this weekend.
Yeah, and I'm also going to be introducing everyone to, you know what, it's not really a tour. I actually call it the Thailand Real Estate Diligence Trip. And that is, we're going to come look at some real estate, a little bit of culture. But if you spend 5-7 days with me, I mean, I hope you plan to spend 2 or 3 weeks in the country. And I do have itineraries to suggest to you for those. but the meat of it will be real estate. Give you a day to de-jet lag, and then we'll go look at real estate in Bangkok and Pattaya.
And you better buy something if you spend 5 days with them. That's an old realtor talking. It's not Thailand, you know, it's a different world. But look, you know, for the purposes of today, thank you for talking. But as I say, any thought you want to leave with somebody before we stop today?
Well, I think it's a big world. And, you know, we did it ourselves. We were taking plane loads of 50 people down to Phoenix, Arizona. And yeah. Make no mistake, it's the United States. It's a little brother, big brother. But we were foreigners.
Yeah.
And so we had our own team down there. We had our own lawyers, right? And that's what I have going in Thailand.
Yeah, come to think of it, I used to be on the radio, this 2010 to 2012. Yeah. And we had these $50,000 condos and $60,000 condos. Right. And I think we had a bus at one time, and everybody would run out and try to, you know, when we left, you know, everybody had bought two or three, and the locals were all negative. Anyways, the most important thing, though, as you said, is we found some experts, local realtors, local mortgage brokers, local mortgage companies. I mean, in the United States, you pay a fee for a mortgage, maybe as much as 1%, right? Which is, in Canada, it's worked in. Things are different. And so I would urge you now, it's Saturday at the Sheraton Hotel in Richmond. I'm going to put a link, and that is, what is that company called that manages events?
The Eventbrite link, yeah.
So that's an Eventbrite. For people who don't know what it is, it's an event, and then B-R-I-T-E. It's a bright event, Eventbrite. Yeah. You can book the ticket there. It's a $15 hit, and there's even a discount for if you do two to one. Mark is going to be there. I'm going to be there, but I'm not going to talk about Thailand, and I'm going to listen with my pen poised as well as Mark shares his wisdom. His email is also below, and if you listen to us on podcast, always for questions you can about contact information, just go to oz@ozbuzz.ca. And I'll get back to you the same day with the information that you ask.
Thank you very much. And as they say in Thailand, Kap Khun Kap.
Or Thailand.
Thailand.